Hello, this is Curtis.
Curtis, this is Audra.
Audra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm wonderful. I'm just wonderful.
Good.
So, is Kelly on as well?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll wait and, you know, till he gets on. Anything you want to tell me or share with me until he gets on the call?
No, I think, I think his attitude is better, it sounds like.
Probably need a little time to digest everything that's been going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but so far, so good.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, we'll figure out what you all want to talk about first. I wanted to kind of get back to the business plan and kind of start tracking, you know, our progress and see how that's going, client acquisition, that sort of thing. So,
right.
What everybody has to say, I just wanted to reinforce some of the things that were brought out in the plan. And
yes.
We'll go with
okay.
That.
Okay.
So, how's your family? I know you've had a lot of family considerations over the past several months.
Yes, we have. It's, you know, I think okay.
Okay, good.
So far, so good, you know. nothing honestly that I feel like talking about, so.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
So.
Okay, good. I'm glad that things are working for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I get it. Well, that must be Kelly.
I think so.
Hey there.
Kelly?
Hey, yeah. Kelly, how are you?
Curtis, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And we have Audra on as well.
Good. Sorry for the delay here. I had a little IT hiccup that I was resolving.
All right. No worries. So, you know, the last couple of calls we've been, you know, having to focus on just some of the issues that you've had at the office, and now we kind of want to get back to, you know, some of the supernova kinds of issues. And so the first thing is for me to just hear, you know, anything that you think is relevant by way of agenda that you want to talk about. And then, you know, I kind of wanted to get back to the plan and see where we are in terms of executing on your business plan and your strategy. So I have a copy of it in front of me to kind of ask you some questions. And but let's start with your agenda first. What's kind of on your mind? What would you like to talk about?
Honestly, the business plan, that's what I'd like to visit about. I mean, I think that's probably top of mind for me, and I can't speak for Audra, but I know for me that's kind of, you know, I want to stay focused on getting back on track and getting everything moving in the right direction. So I've had a good month. I mean, we've had just a couple of good positive things. We've got a couple of ACATs coming in that I guess – net new on that is about about $4 million, so that's nice for the month. So one of them came in from referrals. Actually, both of them came in. I guess one's been a prospect for a long time. The other one's a referral that came in from a current client. So that was nice. And we also, like yesterday, I set about 25 appointments with all of our existing retirement plans, or most of them, all but about three of them. And what we're doing is we're doing a big migration over to a provider that's got an automated IPS and better technology and more transparent fee structure, and just it's overall just a better deal for everybody involved. And
more support,
so Audra,
on the meeting.
A lot more support. We're actually going to be able to do like virtual meetings which is going to be a really nice thing because it's going to give us more capacity to grow the business by having a virtual educational portal. And so we're piggybacking on the backbone of this other provider's technology, and they're doing a big IT spend every year. So I've gotten appointments with every client except for three. There's three that I am playing phone tag with to get them migrated over to that new system. So that's something we'll be working on in Q3 and Q4. But really, I'm going to have Audrey kind of working on that in the background because we've got we're leaning very heavily on the provider for help with that. We're going to be mapping everything. So, you know, other than me going out to, you know, a meeting with a client, it's not going to be a huge time commitment on our part. But it is going to give us a lot of efficiencies, and I think really also improve our profit margins and that side of the business as well. So we're excited about that. And so and I'm working on some other initiatives. I'd really like to get going in the nonprofit space a little bit more because we're not doing anything in that area right now. But that kind of ties into the business plan. So I've been out the last I was out June 28th through, I guess, July the 8th on a Boy Scout trip, week-long trip to Colorado, and then I had a family member, a cousin, pass away, so unexpectedly. So this is kind of my second day back in from being out for a week. But, you know, I think things are moving along nicely. Audrey's doing well. Bridget's dealing with a lot in terms of the other CA being out and pulling up extra slack on that, but we're making do, you know, and we're staying focused on what we need to stay focused on and carrying out our objectives. And again, my main goal today is just to kind of focus back in on that business plan and see what we can do to make sure that we fill in any gaps there that we need to fill in, because I know there's some that are things that I should have hit by now that I haven't hit, but we are trending in the right direction, and I think the forward momentum's positive, and you know, I think that's always encouraging to know that we're onboarding new clients and we're getting positive feedback from the existing clients, and we're not.
I have one question for you before we get into the plan. When you were out on the Boy Scout trip, were you roughing it with the Boy Scouts, or did you stay at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs?
A little bit of both. That's a good question. I prefer to rough it with the Boy Scouts, at least, but we were camping out in Rocky Mountain National Park.
Okay.
And the third night we were out there, we camped at some other campgrounds, too, along the way. And
okay.
We were sleeping in tents and stuff on the ground. And,
okay.
Strangely enough, I had a bolt of lightning land about 10 feet away from me one night. And there's been several people killed out there from lightning strikes.
Oh,
and it was a really close call. And so that night we went into the YMCA in Estes Park and stayed in the YMCA because everybody thought they were going to die.
Yeah.
And then we made a decision the last two nights to stay at the Y instead of go back out to the campground. But we did go back out to the campground, and I think we all would have stayed. But we'd already told the parents that we were going to look out for their kids' best interests and keep them out of harm's way. So we did a combination. I guess we spent four nights on the ground and three nights in the Y.
Okay.
But, yeah, but it was a good trip. We did backpacking. We did hiking, we did horseback riding in the mountains, whitewater rafting, kayaking. I'm leaving some stuff out. What else did we do?
Like a great trip.
Fishing. We did fly fishing. Did a little bit of everything. So we had a good trip. Really nice trip. So
nice. Well, look, on our business plan, let's go. We'll jump from the vision and value prop type stuff and go right to the five-star model analysis. And then we'll get into the initiatives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look at your plan. You know, the planning function, you said one of the areas for improvement was to send out agendas before each client meeting to kind of keep them well ordered, shorten the length for the BPSA opportunities to emerge. And we've spent a lot of time talking about that. So how are you with that one particular area that you needed to improve in that regard?
Well, we really haven't touched it. I mean, we always have an agenda before we have a client meeting, but honestly, I haven't been doing a lot of client meetings. I've been doing mostly stuff over the phone.
Yeah.
You know, I suspect that, you know, I need to get a little bit more systematized. I mean, I kind of have an issue with trying to organize everything from the standpoint of client meetings, because we did a bunch of client meetings, like annual reviews, in the last two quarters of last year that were like annual meetings.
Okay.
And I haven't really gotten back on track with that so far this year. With, I mean, we've been doing some client meetings, but I can't sit here and say that I'm sending out the agenda before the meeting. I'm usually just bringing the agenda to the meeting. If they're meeting here in the office, we'll have an agenda, or if we meet at a restaurant or something, we'll pull out an agenda or something. But I'm not sending it out in advance of the meeting.
Okay. So do you think it's something that you want to work towards, or do you think that, hey, just let it happen, like it's been happening?
I think it's probably something that we need to do. I just don't know that I've got the hours in my day to do it.
Right.
Well, and it's just a matter, though, of, I mean, to me, it's the same, right? It's the agenda that we were going to make anyway. We just send it out before the meeting.
Yeah. So the client has a chance to think thoughtfully about what it is that you want to discuss, and then they can come in a little more prepared.
I mean, couldn't Bridget email that out?
Yeah, that's all it takes, is for the agenda to be emailed out, because what you're trying to do is focus on your time so that you have time on that agenda to discuss next steps, as well as work your BPSA referral model. So that's the reason why you want to do it, okay? It's a time thing, having clients better prepared and get action done on the action items that you have on your agendas. Okay? So begin to start to kind of think about that, because one of the weaknesses you said in your analysis was that the client meetings are going so long that they don't allow adequate time for the referral step.
Yeah, so that's absolutely right. I mean, it just got so long-winded. I'm not long-winded. I try to get in and get out, but I feel like a lot of the other meetings, they just got sidetracked on stuff that, I mean, I know clients want to talk about stuff, but there's a limit to it, you know? I mean, I think an hour, hour and a half long meeting is long enough. I don't think they should go any longer than that.
That's right. Okay, so that's something that we want to work on, and I would footnote that as to get the agendas out in advance and allow for that referral step with BPSA to take place. Okay. Overall, you guys understand planning. You do a really good job with that. So you're executing on your planning strategy. Now, how about plan implementation? Okay. You indicated that you're real strong with planning, your 12-4-2 service models being implemented. You're doing great with educational Social Security consulting capabilities, your investment models, you've got that down, your insurance is starting to pick up, and you have experience navigating, you know, this corporate M&A activity. Where you felt like you needed some help was in your estate planning knowledge, that you needed some help in this area. and you want to discuss some of the specifics. So the areas for improvement were, you know, you need a simplified educational process for the team members to learn estate planning techniques, including GRATs, LLCs, and traditional gifting strategies. How are we doing on that? Is that still an issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, still is. I don't feel like I have enough knowledge there to be very...
Okay.
I just don't think I have the knowledge there to be
yeah.
comfortable discussing it. I mean, I have enough to be dangerous, but I don't. I just feel like it's an area that I need to know more about.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a note here to figure out some resources to help you get up to speed. Keeping in mind, you know, your time and everything.
Yeah, and I mean, I think our end goal here is really just to be able, if we're sitting there, say, like with a client that's a business owner or a prospective client that, say, is a business owner, somebody that's got, you know, potential estate tax exposure, sort of what's the nicest way to sort of frame a conversation around throwing out these concepts so that we can minimize their exposure and start the discussion with an attorney and facilitate the discussion, an introduction to an attorney if they don't have one already. And, you know, I don't really know, for instance, like when is it better to use an FLP versus an LLC or an LLC versus a GRAT, you know, and I know you're gifting shares of, say, a private company, for instance, outside the estate, and you want to gift it the smallest amount possible so that it can grow outside the estate. But I don't know, for instance, what would be determining factors on whether you would use a GRAT LLC or an FLP.
Okay.
So things like that, to me, are important. And I need to brush up on, like, the current rules on the exemption amounts and the gifting amounts that are allowed and just have those down stone cold so that if I am in a meeting, say, with a CPA or an attorney, I don't look like I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. Okay.
So I don't think it's super, super complex. It's just I just need just something that's basic that I can read up on that isn't so technical that I'm going to spend, you know, 3 days trying to figure it all out.
Right. Okay.
And have it kind of geared more towards, I mean, the scenario we're most likely to see, Curtis, is that situation where you've got a business owner that's got a business and, you know, it's inside the estate. There's not been any kind of thoughtful strategy put in place to sort of get the business in some structure outside
right.
the estate, if you will.
A redemption plan in place, you know, the liquidity, you know, in terms of the transfer of the business ownership to other executives in the company, you know, all of that stuff. You need to be up to speed on.
That's true. Yeah, buy-sell agreements, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know enough to be dangerous. I know who to call to get help, but I don't feel like I'm as fluent in those areas as I need to be.
Okay. All right. So I made a footnote on that. Marketing. You know, working the acquisition strategy for new clients, and here's what we said. We said, look, we weren't using VPSA, and so the first part of the year, we developed a script, started to practice that. You want to be better at delegation, but you you've got some blips in terms of being able to delegate. There's like you, and there's Audra, and there's Bridget, and you all have limited capacity. And so you said there's some, obviously, distractions. And the areas for improvement were to deal with everything in the previous column effectively with the help of the team members and myself. Okay.
And I think by and large, I think they're doing that. You know, I mean,
sure.
Hats off to them, because, I mean, I don't think it's anything that is a particularly strong suit of mine personally, but I think they're doing just fine.
Okay. So we're seeing improvement there. How about managing the COI network, which is basically getting them on the schedule and having a folder for each COI so that they don't slip through the cracks? How are we doing with
yeah.
that?
I think we're doing pretty well. I mean, right now we have like three major COIs.
Okay.
Two of them are CPAs and one of them is the PEO that we've been working with. And, you know, we need to reach out to this one CPA who's on the nonprofit side and facilitate that relationship more.
Okay.
He's agreed to come over for dinner and have his family over for dinner and things like that. And I'm just going to rely a little more on Audra to help facilitate those things, because I'm kind of in my own little world over here, and I'm doing what I need to do, and I'll help her and support her in that initiative, but I'm not going to take on any more than what I can take on, and I'm kind of carrying a full plate right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think we need to have a thoughtful conversation, too, you and I, Kelly, about Chris Clark, because I honestly think while he was instrumental in getting that referral over for Chris's
mm-hmm.
parents. And so
I understand.
I know that's a COI relationship that we have not necessarily focused on, but I think
mm-hmm.
let's have a conversation about adding him to our COI list and working that.
I'm fine with that, Audra. I just think that given that you're relegated to the office, I think the COI thing is right up your alley, and I want to be there to help you with that, but I'm doing all I can do to manage all these retirement plans and all these other individual households and stuff, and so we need to really take a look at who's doing what within the team and re-engineer that, given that you're not able to go outside the office now. We really need to restructure things, and we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, okay.
The key thing to make the COI piece work is to, you know, invite them into, well, your home, your office,
right.
and explain to them your process, your strategy, you know, Supernova, your concierge service, and get them familiar with it so that they can explain to potential referrals how you differentiate yourself. So educating and coaching your COIs becomes very, very important. And you don't have to do it often, but you do need to do something monthly with the COI, because a good COI can provide, you know, a half a dozen referrals, you know, a year or more. And if you have three, that's the potential for like 18 new relationships.
Right.
Okay.
And that's a great point. I mean, I think, Audra, you and I really just need to sit down and go over the COI folders together, figure out a way to systematically meet with them monthly. I know we're doing it with the PEO, and I'm doing it with one of the CPAs, but this other attorney, Chris, that you mentioned, and the other CPA, we're not there yet with them. So
right.
If we could get a system where we have a monthly meeting with each of those four COIs instead of just the two that we have right now, I
mm-hmm.
think that would be a step in the right direction. And we need
okay.
to really look at the process of what we're doing when we meet with the COIs and just kind of make sure that we're both on board with the content of the meetings and that we are communicating to them what we want to communicate to them in terms of deliverables and referability and that kind of thing.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Audra, let's just carve out some time, like say tomorrow or Monday, depending on your schedule. I don't need any more than maybe like 30 or 40 minutes, maybe hour tops, for you and I to just kind of get that systematized a little bit more. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So just shoot me an Outlook invite and I'll confirm it and we'll sit down and we'll knock it out.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And we'll figure out who's doing what, when, and how, and all that good stuff too. I don't want it to all fall on you, but I don't want to carry the whole load either.
Right.
And from a marketing point of view, you know, if you can get referrals from the existing clients, work your COIs and the VIPSA model after you have a planning discussion or meeting, I think I want to stop with just those things and get you doing really well at excelling at those things. And once that is really under your umbrella and on firm footing, then we can consider adding something different like a mastermind group or what have you, okay? Don't want to overwhelm yourselves with too many things. Okay, a brand and service. And that's Bridget, responsible for brand consistency through monitoring segmentation, rapid response to client issues, overseeing scheduling of 1242 client appointments, and that involves COIs as well, and compliance issues. And the area for improvement that we talked about here was Kelly's AIG reports need to be cleared out by week 3, several at week 8 currently. Audra and Kelly need to huddle on systematizing the service model for the retirement plans in the book. How are we doing with that?
That's really what I was referring to at the top of the call, Curtis.
Oh, okay.
That migration over to that new system is really what's facilitating that. So,
that's eliminate a lot of those.
Work.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That gives
and
you time.
The other items you mentioned, I've already addressed all that stuff previously, so we're good on those items as well.
Okay. Now, the other items, Kelly needs to train Bridget on how to use the portfolio advantage.
I have not done that. And the reason why I haven't done it is because she's been deluged. So I backed off on that.
Okay.
She is like training to work the cage. I mean, it's pretty crazy right now.
Okay, so that's on hold.
Yeah. And I think we can get to it. It's just I don't want to
overwhelm.
Yeah, I mean, they're already doing, like, double duty over there and probably triple duty, so I don't want to throw things on her that don't have to go, you know. And I mean, it can wait, you know, it can wait 30 days or whatever if it needs to, so it's not a big deal.
You know?
Okay, so I'm going to just make a footnote that we're going to put that on hold. Audra needs to get a picture made of Kelly to put on his LinkedIn profile and work with Bridget to get the LinkedIn site fully functional within the compliance requirements of RBC, if possible.
Yeah, that's been really, really, really hard to do. And I don't know why it's so hard, but, I mean, Bridget's banged her head on the wall on that stuff, and she's very, very tech savvy. I wish she was on the call on that point because I don't really know what to say other than we've tried it and I'll put as much time into it as I can put into it. And I'm not using it. And I feel like I'm like locked out of an opportunity and not using it, but I don't know how to fix that. right now I'm just trying to literally, I mean, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, this is just the truth. Every day since probably about the third week of March, I'll come in every day and I'll have my system lock up, or I can't access a file, or I can't use this program, or can't print, or whatever. It's just been a daily thing. Today it was, I couldn't access any of the files on my DSQ drive, which is our shared network drive. And that's why I was late on the call, was because I was on the phone with IT going, what happened to all my files? And it's, well, we migrated to Windows 10. Well, okay, we migrated to Windows 10, but that didn't mean that all my files should disappear, you know. So, I mean, I'm literally dealing with that kind of stuff on a day-to-day basis for the last 4 months. And what I decided to do is just set it to the side, and I get to that tech stuff whenever I can get to it, and focus back on the business, because I'm just not going to sit there and do IT stuff all day long.
No, you can't. You can't. And okay, so let's say that that one is a work in progress. Okay. Leadership, developing, maintaining a productive environment through team confidence, team skills, team knowledge, ability, and increase accountability for Kelly's time, use of game board or something like it, pending team member acceptance of the idea. And this is really getting into the monitoring of results for the team, having a team huddle once a week and discussing, are we on track? Are we not on track? What do we need to do? The other team members are doing fine in their roles. However, some additional structure might be helpful if desired by the team members. And so this is looking at what you want to measure, the four or five things you want to measure, and then at the end of the week, you know, looking and seeing, did we make progress? And sometimes you're going to fall off track, which is okay, but you're going to know, you know, that you got to get back on track, because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to look back at the year and you're going to say, hey, did we grow our practice? Did we grow the business? And and that's the areas that, you know, I've got to help you with and provide the guidance. So, the team huddle should be occurring, you know, once a week. And how are we doing with that?
It's not occurring once a week. It's been chaos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest with you. It's just been plain chaos. And it's all around IT. I mean, we're doing good just to get our computers to work.
Yeah, I hear you.
Again, I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just telling you the truth of what it's been like. I mean, I've never been in an environment like this before, and I don't know what their excuse is, but I don't know that I necessarily need to hear it either. There's a certain point where you're just like, you know, you kind of lose faith and confidence in their ability to execute, and I'm getting pretty close to that point.
I don't think it's just that, though. Honestly, if we were to ask Bridget to meet once a week, I honestly don't think that she could, Kelly.
I don't think she has the time to. I think she's doing, like, the jobs of three people. They're managing strictly to the P&L. They're not really looking at the client experience and saying, okay, what do we need to do to, you know, have an adequate – I mean, I know they're trying to hire people, but,
well,
I mean –
It's not that. It's one CA refused to pick up any of the slack of the BSA that BSA/CA. So that one CA/BSM is then her work is being divided by two CAs, which is Bridget. I mean, it's just
and Harper
crazy.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it's just not. It's not shared, right? I mean, the idea was that there were three left, and the three would share it, and it's not being shared. It's, you know, if you take half the work and you divide it among. Or if you take that work and divide it among three people, that's being shared. If you take that work and divide it among two of the three people, that's not sharing the work. That's putting it on two people instead of three. But I don't have control over that, and that's not my decision, and it's not my choice. Nothing I can do about that.
So, you know, let's to say that, you know, you have a lot of what I call operational issues that are certainly impacting your face time. And you look up at the end of the day and you probably wonder, well, where did my time go? How much time did I spend with clients and cultivating new business versus working on the operational issues? So I get it.
You know, Curtis, honestly, though, I mean, it does, yes, we have a lot of challenges, but at the same time, I also feel, I don't know, Kelly, I feel like we're starting to get some good traction too. I feel like good things are happening.
I agree.
As well.
I agree. I mean, I don't think we're letting it get us down. Is the main
okay.
thing. I think the main thing is that we're finding workarounds and there's a lot of improvisation going on.
Yeah.
Even within the group to make that happen, but at least it's happening. And I don't think that people's attitudes are like in the dumps or anything. It just, there's a certain point where you're like, damn, it's been 5 months and I still don't have a reliable computer and I've never been in that kind of environment before. And, you know, and I don't want to call up my complex manager in Dallas and tell him that because, honestly, I don't know that they really, I don't have anything against them. I just don't think that it's going to accomplish anything. If they could fix it, they would have fixed it already. You know, that's kind of my attitude on it. So we're just going to have to work around it. We're going to have to, you know, duck, weave, bob, whatever we need to do to get the job done. But we're getting the job done right now. And
I don't like
having to jerry rig everything every time I turn on my computer. But if that's what I have to do. That's what I have to do. You know.
Well, it's clear that you're working the plan. So that was the five-star model analysis. That's about as much time as we have. So we completed it. We went through everything. And to summarize, I'm going to see if I can find some resources to get you up to speed on those estate planning techniques, marketing, refine your COIs, get them calendarized. You all are going to talk about that. On the brand and service area, you know, training Bridget on the focus training system, that's a little bit on hold. And, you know, developing the social media component is just going to be a work in progress. And leadership, you all are huddling. And you're looking at your performance, which is really, really good.
Well, I think to that point, and I'll be quick because I know we're past our time here, but Audra, when we do meet, we need to really sit down and think about how we want to get together as a group to track and monitor progress and come together with some sort of a group consensus on that with something that you and Bridget and I feel comfortable with. So let's put that on the agenda for the meeting. On the COI as well,
yeah.
And let's get that nailed down and make sure that we're getting back on track on having regular, consistent feedback on monitoring progress towards goals.
Okay.
So what I'm going to cover next time is 7.0 and get into your action items and
mm-hmm.
see what kind of progress we're making on the action, and
okay.
if we have time to look at how we're doing versus goals, we'll do that. But we'll kind of spend more time on the action items on the next
okay.
call.
I think that makes sense.
Huh?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, look, you all have a great day and weekend, and I haven't forgotten either. That we're going to add two calls to the program and
mm-hmm.
Ignore the fact that we had two operational kind of calls. And so
mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. And I look forward to our next call.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Curtis. We appreciate
all right.
the help.
Poor all right. Kelly. Hadra.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.